this is KCUR. Have you ever heard of Harlem, Missouri? To get there, all you have to do is head north out of downtown Kansas City on the Broadway Bridge, exit at the downtown airport, and take a right turn through the tunnel. But don't expect much. Harlem is mostly a memory. Reporting for KCUR, Lee Burmish takes us on a tour of this river town and explains its place in the region's history.
On a rainy July morning, Art Homer takes me on a drive through the streets of his hometown. Homer was born in Harlem in 1940 and lived here until he was 11.
And where you see that big pile of rock, that's where the school was at.
In its heyday, this 50-acre town was home to nearly 600 people. Today, it looks like a ghost town. Most of its original structures have been torn down, leaving just three homes, a handful of businesses, a church, and a former Holiday Inn converted into apartments. Down the road on North Main Street, Homer taps the inside of his driver's window in the direction of a small tan house.
Here I had an aunt that lived here in this vacant area. This is one of about three homes that are left in Harlem here.
The path up to the front door has disappeared into the unkempt lawn, and a canopy of trees engulfs the second floor. A beware of the dog sign nailed to a wood pole is proof that this house once had an owner. Harlem is just across the river from downtown, but Homer says the property hasn't exactly been sought after.
The thing I heard all my life was that they're going to take Harlem over eventually, so hold on to your property. It's going to be worth a whole lot. Well, that didn't really ever happen.
Harlem was Harlem when Kansas City was Westport Landing.
That's Charles Broomfield. He was born in Harlem in 1937. While doing research for a book about his hometown, Broomfield discovered that Harlem predates Kansas City. The first settlers came from the Netherlands during the mid-1820s, Broomfield says. They named Harlem after a city in the Netherlands, like the Harlem in New York City. A ferryboat landing quickly turned the settlement into a center of commerce.
You know, the railroads brought merchandise, produce, goods of every kind and color. So Harlem contributed to the growth of Kansas City by being the place where the railroads offloaded those goods.
But once the Hannibal Bridge opened across the Missouri River in 1869, people didn't need the ferryboats anymore. Then in 1911, a second bridge opened, the ASB Bridge, and it created a direct link from downtown Kansas City to North Kansas City. Soon, almost everyone was bypassing Harlem. And then there were the floods. Broomfield was 14 when the major flood of 1951 hit.
Policemen came through Harlem with loudspeakers and said, "Evacuate immediately. The levee is going to break and everything's going to be flooded."
His family loaded up what they could fit in their pickup truck and escaped north for a week. Broomfield's family returned, but many others didn't. The 100-year-old Harlem Baptist Church closed in 2006, but now it's one of the few signs of life here.
My name is Gabriel. I'm the pastor of this church.
Pastor Gabriel Riak and the majority of his congregants are from South Sudan. Today, the congregation is non-denominational. Riak was looking for a place to worship in 2012 when he came across the vacant building.
I like the location, the space.
They've grown to about 100 members, but none of them live in Harlem, Riak says. There aren't a lot of places to live in Harlem. The apartment complex that used to be a Holiday Inn houses the majority of Harlem residents. Steve Jones is one of them. He moved in about a month ago and says it's not a good place, but it's cheap.
Man, look, if I knew it was like that, I probably wouldn't be down there.
The complex was the site of two homicides so far this year. Jones is skeptical the neighborhood will turn around.
I mean, I can see people moving in with their families, and it might turn into something. But that's if you got that type of people in there. Right now, they got drug addicts, sex offenders, and all that type of stuff down there, so it's kind of scary down there.
Harlem was annexed by Kansas City in 1950. While much of the land has been bought by the small businesses, Broomfield says the area has a lot of potential for development.
It would be an excellent place to build apartments, an entertainment district, condominiums, a shopping area.
Just across the river, a 275-unit apartment development is slated to be completed by fall of 2016, and its construction is a sign that people are starting to see value in riverfront living. That change in attitude could help to revitalize Harlem's side of the river one day. But it will probably never be the Harlem Broomfield knew.
We swam in the river when we were kids. We climbed on the bridges. We were relatively poor people, frankly, didn't know it, didn't realize it. But I'd love to go back and grow up there again.
For now, Harlem will get some recognition as a town that helped Kansas City grow. A historical marker will be erected in the fall, and Broomfield, along with other former residents, will be there to dedicate it. For KCUR News, I'm Lee Burmesh.